Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you his peace. This is Father Stosh Daly on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. Today I wish to introduce you to a beautiful young soul. His name, Carlo Acutis. Carlo Acutis was beatified on Saturday in October on the 10th of 2020. Now, Blessed Carlo's life speaks volumes to so many of us who can at times get caught up in the complexity of our day-to-day living. Before we enter into the beauty and the holiness of young Carlos's life, let us recall that he was born in 1991, and he died in Monza, Italy, in 2006. He was 15 years of age, a beautiful young soul indeed. He was a young man who learned as a child in the school of his family from his mother and father how to love Jesus, how to love Mary, in truth be told, how to fall in love with the opportunity to adore the Lord in the Holy Eucharist, of how to make sure that he reined in his appetites through self-control. He was particularly brilliant when it comes to computer programming. Indeed, his parents shared with the interviewers as the church was preparing for his beatification that he adored Super Mario and playing Pokemon. The saints were not his only friends. He was very much a young man of the modern era. But even though he was very involved with his games and his friends and became familiar with Milan and cities like London, he never lost sight of the power of faith in the incredible and blessed opportunity that comes from loving the Lord Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. In fact, as a teenage boy, before he died, he even composed an exhibit of details pertaining to different Eucharistic miracles so that he could show this catalog of miracles pertaining to the Eucharist to his peers and his friends. Unfortunately, when he realized that he wasn't feeling very well, his mother and father took him to the hospital. And upon entering into the hospital, he shared with his mother that he knew somehow, perhaps by God's grace for sure, that he would not be leaving the hospital. On that visit, they came to find that he was suffering from leukemia. It would claim his life while he was there in the hospital. Reflecting upon the power and the beauty of a life lived so well and yet so briefly. The underlying theme is his deep and abiding love for Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. His age, of course, evokes so much power, so much opportunity for our dear young people today. And his interests as well become bridges between he and our young people of every age and of every country. His enthusiasm and his familiarity and his fluency with technology shapes all of us in how to make sure that we use technology for the good, to bring about the good in the life of our neighbor, evangelizing our neighbor about the glory and the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. The attentiveness to detail in the life of a young man like Carlo allows us to understand that he was shaped in a world that's real. He wasn't shaped in a book. He wasn't shaped behind closed doors, but rather he was shaped in and by reality. And within that power, and within that reality of his love, there is the Lord Jesus Christ. He had a passion for the Eucharist that truly is something of the saints. So how fitting it is that he is a blessed. Carlos's true passion was the Holy Eucharist, quote, his highway to heaven, in his words. End quote. This led to his mother's conversion, in fact, a woman who had only gone 3 times to Mass in her life. She was conquered in the end by the boy's affection for Jesus. A young boy brought his mother to the Lord Jesus in the Eucharist. She enrolled herself in a theology course so she could answer all the questions of her young son. At the age of 11, Carlo began to investigate the Eucharistic miracles that have occurred in history throughout time. He used all of his computer knowledge and talents to create a website that traced that history. It comprises 160 panels and can be downloaded even still to this day. and that have made the rounds of more than 10,000 parishes in the world. Carlo could not understand why stadiums were full of people and yet churches were empty. He would repeatedly say, "They have to see. They have to understand. They have to see Jesus, and they have to understand Jesus." In the summer of 2006, Carlo asked his mother, "Do you think I should become a priest?" She answered, "You will see it by yourself. God will reveal it to you." At the beginning of that school year, he did not feel well. It seemed like a normal flu, but when he didn't get better, his parents took him to the hospital. Quote, "I'm not getting out of here," end quote, he said when he entered the building. Shortly after, he was diagnosed with one of the worst types of leukemia, acute myeloid leukemia, AML, or sometimes called M3. His reaction to the diagnosis was striking. Young Carlo said, "I offer to the Lord the sufferings that I will have to undergo for the Holy Father and for the Church, so as not to have to be in purgatory and be able to go directly to heaven." He died shortly thereafter. His mother would share with those who were interviewing her that she believed he is a priest from heaven now, interceding on behalf of those who are in need of prayer. There's an important, a beautiful, a childlike story from his short life on earth. Purity was very important to Carlo. "Each person reflects the light of God," he would share with his friends. And purity was something he commonly said was needed among all, but could be found within all. It hurt him when his classmates did not live according to Christian morality. He would encourage them to do so, trying to help them understand that the human body is a gift from God and that sexuality had to be lived as God had intended. The dignity of each human being was so great that Carlo saw sexuality as something very special, as was collaborating with God's creation, a memory his mother would share with the reporters as they were asking her about his life. He was a kind of natural jokester, and once commented in an interview, "His classmates would burst out in laughter at his remarks, and so would the teachers. Since he realized it could annoy and disrupt others, he made an effort to change in that regard as well, so as not to distract from the lesson at hand in the class. Making life pleasant for those around him through little acts was a constancy in the life of Carlo. He did not like the cleaning staff picking up after him in his home or at school, even if they were paid for that. So he set the alarm clock a few minutes earlier to tidy up his personal room and to make his bed. An individual who would help in his family home, who was a Hindu by religion, cleaned Carlo's house. She was so impressed that someone as handsome, young, and rich as Carlo decided to live a simple life and to do his own chores, that he, Carlo, captivated her with his deep faith, charity, and purity. Through Carlo's example, this individual decided to be baptized in the Catholic Church. So great is the example of holiness, and so powerful is the effect it can have on people's lives when we admit that there's something so beautiful about the ordinary, something so powerful about that which is normal. We would do well not to be distracted or sidelined or even destroyed in our spirit by the strangeness of what's going on in the world around us. Keeping our eyes focused on Jesus, keeping our hearts in union with the Blessed Virgin Mary, we find the beauty of sanctity lived out by those who, in their love for the Lord and their attendance at Holy Mass and their studying of sacred scripture, and in their living a good, healthy Christian life, are truly the normal ones, the little ones, who oftentimes don't attract the attention of the world until they've left the world for heaven. We have a beautiful example given to us by the Church. Blessed Carlo, beatified in Assisi. He was truly a young man of the world, having lived in major European cities. When he came to realize that he was dying, he asked if he could be buried in Assisi, because he understood it was a powerful village, a beautiful city of faith, of prayer, and of peace. In that city of saints, this young man wanted to be interred. So great was the devotion of the people of Assisi towards this young man, that after he was buried there, people started journeying to his grave to seek his intercession from on high, from in heaven. Imagine that, people journeying to the grave of a 15-year-old asking for prayers. How often in the world do we think that we know who the holy ones are? The ones who have degrees, the ones who have experience, the ones who have many years of life under their belt. And yet oftentimes they are the very ones who are most in need of direction. And then here the church opens up her eyes to our Father in heaven, and she sees how this young man responded to the grace given by God, and how by his example of fidelity and holiness, the whole church now is caught up in wonder and awe at how God's grace can truly work, save a soul, inspire others, and change reality. If we have a young person in our life, in our family, maybe a child, a grandchild, a niece or a nephew, maybe students that we teach, or neighbors, young people around us, when we see them, do we see potential? Do we see God already working? Do we pray for them? All too often, many people are caught up with complaining about the young people of today. But do we pray for them? In the example of Blessed Carlo, we have an absolutely incredible opportunity and an example of sanctity and holiness. A 15-year-old boy who loved the Lord Jesus Christ, died of leukemia, and now, by Holy Mother the Church, is acknowledged as a blessed. Encourage the dear young people in your life to seek the Lord Jesus. And when they ask how or why, direct them to the example of Blessed Carlo. Blessed Carlo Acutis, a millennial generation who now has someone of their own as a blessed in the eyes of the church and before the Father in heaven. May the Lord give you his peace.